repentance and seeing how repentance can almost seem like a work. It's like, well, if we're saying that no works will earn our salvation before God, but it seems like repenting is a work in and of itself. Can you guys talk about that? And yeah.
Yes. I can always talk, and then Joshua can come and fix it in a minute.
No.
So is repentance a work that earns God? So God gives us commands, and he gives several commands in the way that we are to respond to him. And we are to repent, and that's one of the commands that he gives. He gives other commands like turn to Christ, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you'll be saved. Those are commands too. Mm. We have to submit to God. So our turning from sin and turning to God, whether it's the first time when we are saved or the billionth time when we see our sin exposed again and we're turning to him, it is always about believing. Right, it's always believing that he is willing to receive sinners who come humbly to him in repentance. But it's always about obedience. It's always about change, right? So there's always going to be like we can't kind of pick and choose and say, well, believing in Jesus is not a work, but repentance is a work. Mm. Well, these are the same. These are the commands that come from the same God, So obviously, he's not divided in his mind. He's not schizophrenic. So he's good. He doesn't play games with us. And so when he calls us to come to him, he calls us to come to him in submission. He calls us to come to him in faith. He calls us to come to him in repentance. So obviously there has to be to be something kind of like ultimately not true that repentance is a work. Because really what it's saying is obeying a command is a work. Or it's what someone could be kind of fearing is that obeying a command is a work. Well, is believing a work? Mm. Well, no. So really, this is just about how God wants us to come to him and the kind of coming to him he wants us to have, right? And it is humble and needy and loving obedience and saying your laws are good. And of course, I'm going to submit to you, even though I know at times in my flesh I don't want to. And so all of that is faith, right? So repenting and saying sin is disgusting and your laws are delight. That is faith there. So it's, I don't know, it's just an impossible, I think, to unweave those various commands he wants us to obey. Now, I think a whole other side is what is a work? Mm-hmm. Maybe I can toss that to you, Joshua. So if repentance, it doesn't have to be a work. I guess it could be a kind of work. So what would make a work as compared to obedience?
Yeah. Well, I think we can mess everything
or
up.
Or fix everything else I just said, yeah.
Yeah, no, we can mess everything up in terms of any good thing God gives. Of course, Satan wants to distort. He's the sower of death. He's the death planter. So he wants to plant death everywhere he can, and even in the good things. So we can mess everything up. And one simple way we can mess anything up is by making it about ourselves. And so repentance is certainly supposed to be about God is so good, and he's wise, and I trust him. And so I'm holding this thing in my hands tightly that is I like, yeah. It may be, but I'm trusting that Jesus knows better than I do. And so I'm going to put it down and turn to him and follow him and believe what he says because I know who he is. And I'm going to call this what he calls it. But what we want to do with everything is make it about us. And so repentance, we turn it into a kind of work, I suppose, when, okay, now I've got to make it about how much I cry. Hmm. I've got to make it about how sad I look. Hmm. If I can get sad enough, then maybe Jesus will be willing to forgive me. Or I've got to add satisfaction to this. So like, I've got to come and I've got to do, I can't just accept that he forgives me and that he's a gracious. Now I've got to say I'm sorry, and then for the next 2 weeks, I've got to mostly feel like he hates me and always be, get out this whip, whip myself on the back, this is a lot of
yeah.
religion, so it's obviously a pretty deep temptation for people. They form all sorts of systems around penance and satisfaction of sin. And so true repentance believes that God keeps his promises, and God says he's a God who forgives sinners, and that's why I'm coming in repentance is because I'm trusting his promises that they're true, not thinking that, okay, if I just look sad enough. Of course, we want to say, let's be sad. Be sad. It's sin. But I'm sad because I believe. I believe that God is true and good. I'm not sad because somehow I think enough sadness is going to make my daddy happy with me. And again, this is about, it's easier for me sometimes to think about why it's so messed up when I think about my own son and think, okay, if my son comes to me and he's done something wrong and he spends the next 5 weeks beating up on himself and saying, oh, daddy, I know you say you love me, but I don't believe it because I am such a bad boy. I'm such a bad boy. That's not actually honoring to me. I want him to feel sorrow over his sin. It's not honoring him for him to be like, oh, I don't care. But at the same time, I don't say, hey, son, you need to feel so much sorrow so that I can really know that you are worthy of being forgiven. No, that's not what's going on here. But I might be like, son, do we realize what we've done? This is something to be sad about, but I love you, boy. I love you so much, and I forgive you. So you're not going to honor me either by sort of pretending or trying to earn this forgiveness. It's a promise. It's a relationship. It's not something that you have to perform to a certain level to obtain.